Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We were higher today across the board here in the grain futures, mainly led for the most part of the day by the wheat futures, but beans were also strong here on the old crop. We had a NOPA crush report, a bullish NOPA crush report this morning that drove those front months higher here. But corn futures were kind of the weak spot of the day, ended up closing steady. While beans were up 24 to 25 in the front months, new crop November up 9 at around $12.30. We've maintained that $12 level or above it, so that's a pretty strong indicator here for the long term. Of course, yesterday Goldman Sachs, which is a well-respected banking firm, came out and said that they think that the new crop or the 12-month price target would be around $10.50 due to the fact that these El Nino crop years tend to be wetter and produce a little bit more soybeans than the average year. So we'll see if that happens, you know, combined with the big acreage jump in the November beans or the new crop beans, combined with what's anticipated to be good weather. They're thinking that that price could get lower. Now, wheat futures, of course, we had this big freeze overnight, which kept things quite strong. There's some guys, some meteorologists saying that there wasn't enough freeze damage and the crop isn't far enough along to cause a lot of damage, but that is yet to be seen. The bigger problem at this point seems to be the dryness and the drought.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Yesterday's crop progress and condition report showed that winter wheat is 34% good to excellent. Last week, of course, it was 35%, so we're a little bit lower. The five-year average, though, is 64%, so we're about half of where we should be on the five-year average. And if you remember right, the last 5 years haven't particularly been good years, so we're pretty disappointing on that end. Of course, this freeze overnight, there's all sorts of running the gamut here of opinions on that thing. Some people saying a lot of damage, some people saying very little, but that will be seen over the next few months. If you look at topsoil conditions here, we're extremely dry. Kansas at 69% short to very short. Oklahoma the worst at 76% and Texas at 75%. All of it just shows is indicative of how dry it really is. And then if you look at the planted numbers here for corn, we're about 3% planted for corn, but there's about a two-week window here about to open up, and they're expecting to get 20 to 30% done during that two-week window. With the amount of technology here, it doesn't take very long to get a lot of ground covered. Now, we had a NOPA crush report released this morning at 11 a.m. It was quite positive for soybeans. It came in at 153.84 million bushels, where the average guess was 146.1, so well above the guess and bullish for beans.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 7 cents at 145.27. April feeders were off 77 cents at 179.22. And May lean hogs were down 17 cents at 121.50. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 23.5 cents at 765 1/2. Chicago May wheat closed up 23 cents at 701 3/4. In the row crops, Chicago May corn gained 0.75 cents and closed at 503 3/4. May soybeans were up 25 cents on the day at 1501 1/4. In the cotton markets, May cotton was down 99 points and closed at 89.92 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.